So we've trained a model and we've tested our model. We passed in the data in XTest to predict a set of values, and which is now stored in YPredict. And then we've compared those values to what we had in YTest, which were the actual values for our test data. But so far, we were just comparing those row by row. And that's very hard when you're trying to get a sense of the overall accuracy of your model. So what we want to be able to do is do some calculations to return to us a sense of overall accuracy of the model. So if we take a look at the code here, I'm importing a new model, a new library called scikit-learn, which we're going to be using here. So we're going to start by just training and testing our model again. This is the exact same code we've done in the previous lessons, so don't worry about that code. You'll see it's exactly the same code you ran before, still doing linear regression, training our model, and then passing in some test data to get some predicted results. So what we're going to do differently now is we're going to use some calculations to determine the accuracy. One of the many different ways to measure accuracy is to look at the mean squared error. And this is calculated by doing the mean of actuals minus predicted values squared. And you could write a loop that would do that using straight Python code. You've learned how to do that with the learning how to do loop logic when you're in the introduction to programming courses with the Python. But if you actually go to the scikit-learn library, you'll discover it contains a number of different methods to help you calculate metrics, which are great for evaluating your model. Most of them are designed for this. So what I can simply do is I can say, hey, let's import from scikit-learn the metrics and just calculate mean squared error, pass it the actual results for your test data, the predicted results for your test data, and it returns the mean squared error. Just as a general guideline, for this particular metric, a lower value is good. Another common metric you might measure is the root mean squared error, which is literally the square root of mean squared error. But scikit-learn doesn't have a method for this. That's okay, though, because there's another library we can use called NumPy. And NumPy has a number of different functions you can use for mathematical calculations, including one which calculates square root. So if we just calculate the square root of the mean squared error, then we get root mean squared error. So NumPy is another useful library that we use when we're trying to get these calculations to measure our averages and our totals to get a sense of overall accuracy. I'll just throw out a couple of other examples here. Different types of models are going to have different metrics that we look at to measure accuracy. So when you look at data science courses, depending on the type of model you're learning, you're going to see different metrics. But the key here being scikit-learn and NumPy will often have the methods to help you do it. So just a couple of other examples here. We've got the mean absolute error, and it's the mean of the absolute value of the actuals minus the predicted values. And the difference being it's a little less sensitive if you have some odd data in the middle of it, what we call outliers. Again, lower numbers are better. And another common one is the R-squared. And in this one, generally speaking, the higher your R-squared, the better the model. So, said, I'm not going to get into what all these numbers mean and represent, but the key takeaway here is when you're a training model, to measure the accuracy, different models will have different metrics. Scikit-learn and NumPy are going to help you out a lot.